This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. The healing is just beginning in Minneapolis following a tragic school shooting inside a Catholic church on Wednesday.
Prayer services and a candlelight vigil in Minneapolis as a community comes together after unspeakable tragedy.
We are a city united in grief.
Hours earlier, police say a suspect shot through the windows of an Annunciation Catholic church during a mass full of students from the church's school. Two young children, just 8 and 10 years old, were killed.
The shooter opened fire during morning mass.
A gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows. He struck children and worshipers that were inside the building.
The ages of the injured range from 6 to 15, as well as parishioners in their 80s.
CBS Evening News co-anchor Maurice Dubois.
This was both a church shooting and a school shooting involving dozens of Catholic school students celebrating the first mass of the new school year. The FBI is investigating the attack as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics.
Annunciation school principal Matt DeBoer.
I beg you, I ask you to please pray. But don't stop with your words. Let's make a difference and support this community, these children, these families, these teachers. Never again can we let this happen.
The Archbishop of St. Paul in Minneapolis, Bernard Hebda, says he was grateful to receive a letter of support from Pope Leo XIV.
And he sends his heartfelt condolences and the assurance of spiritual closeness to all those affected by this terrible tragedy, especially the families now grieving the loss of a child, while commending the souls of the deceased children to the love of Almighty God.
Archbishop Hebda says Pope Leo did his hospital training in Minneapolis, so he knows the area well. Wednesday's shooting is just the latest example of hostility against churches, with a new report finding hundreds of incidents just last year. Fox News reporter Lauren Green has more.
The report is a harbinger of the state of the culture that has unfortunately now been played out at Annunciation Catholic Church. Attacks on churches have increased dramatically since 2021, and at the same time, there's been a steady decrease in the people affiliating with any religion. And add to that an increase in divisions within churches over hot-button cultural issues like abortion and gender ideology. The report, called Hostility Against Churches in the United States, released this month by the Family Research Council, found that last year there were 415 incidents of hostility against 383 different churches across 42 different states, mostly vandalism and arson, but at least 28 cases involved guns. 2023 saw the highest number, 485, but last year's total is still more than a four-year span from 2018 combined.
Churches don't need to be putting bars on their window and, you know, and shutting themselves off from the community. They just need to have awareness. Many of these cases driven by individuals with mental illness, we know that's on the rise in our society. Look, this is a call to the church to, number one, have awareness, but also look at the opportunity. We need to share the love of Christ, gospel.
The attack at Annunciation brings the question many are asking, where was God? A priest at yesterday's prayer service in St. Paul, Minnesota, following the shooting, offered this answer.
Where was Jesus during that time, during the mass, during the shooting? Well, I think he was right there on the cross, suffering with them.
Now, the reasons for the attacks on churches vary. Some are targeted hate crimes, others political, some just random acts of violence. But violence, the Minneapolis community will be trying to make sense of for a very long time.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.